This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, first-time guests here on Senior Talk, our friends from Springs Village Care Center, Will and Alina, thank you so much for taking the time to join us in the studio this morning. Carrie, we have from Springs Village here as well. She may or may not chime in, so we'll see if she jumps into the conversation as well. But thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So we have a lot of information to cover today. We're going to talk about Springs Village. We're going to talk about the services you offer. And really, you know, quite an established community and service here in the Colorado Springs area. But before we get started and really dive into today's conversation, Will, Alina, why don't you take a few minutes, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion for working in healthcare and kind of what led you to doing what it is you do today.
Okay. So I've been in healthcare a little over 15 years. I actually started as a registered nurse and I'm still a registered nurse and recently transitioned over into the administrative side where I'm currently the nursing home administrator at Springs Village. So I've always had a passion of taking care of the elderly. It's been on my heart since I was a young child. And so, just decided to follow that avenue and landed at a great location here at Springs Village. I've been here for over 10 years, and we have a great crew, a lot of longevity within our staff. I actually worked with Will at our previous location, so we've worked together for 15 years. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And Mr. Will, physical therapist extraordinaire, right?
So occupational therapist.
Occupational therapist. I'm wrong already. But tell our listeners, educate us. Tell us about your background and what brought you to doing what it is you do today.
Yeah, occupational therapy. Kind of fell into it backwards. Wanted to get into rehab. Didn't know about the geriatric population, but I was able to start that around 1988, I actually started in Springs Village as a rehab tech, and since then got my degree, traveled around Colorado mostly, and the Pacific Northwest, and then found my way back to Alina and the team that we have there, and allowed to interview for the rehab director position, and have been doing that for a little over 5 years now.
All right, so you are director of rehab, and Alina is the administrator of the whole community.
That's correct.
Fantastic. Well, welcome again to Senior Talk. You know, for our listeners who may be unfamiliar with Springs Village, you know, what is Springs Village?
So we provide both short-term and long-term skilled nursing services in rehab. So depending on what your needs are, the majority of our patients come in for a rehab stay. So they've landed themselves in the hospital and for whatever reason need some inpatient rehabilitation. So we have a great therapy team that will take that on, get them back to functioning as best as we can, as best as they're able. And the good thing about what we offer is that if you are not able to return to your prior level of function, that we also have a long-term care unit within our community where people will stay with us for as long as they need to. So,
absolutely. So short-term and long-term care, where are you located?
We are located at 110 West Van Buren Street, and it is right across from Penrose, Maine, down off of Cascade and Van Buren.
Fantastic. And I want to highlight something that you had mentioned in your initial introduction, and something I like to highlight as well, is the longevity of your staff. To me, that speaks volumes. I'm in a position where I'm oftentimes asked, you know, what community do I recommend? Why do I recommend, you know, specific communities, and why don't I recommend others? Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest factors that I look at is the longevity of the clinical staff as well as the management staff. Mm-hmm. And what that tells me is when you have a good local management team in place that's been there and is established and works well together and demonstrates that by being there for so many years speaks volumes to the quality of care and in the tightness of the operation that right. you're running over there at Springs Village. So I commend you on that because that's not something most communities can say.
Yeah, we actually have a very low turnover rate with our staff too. So even our frontline staff, a lot of longevity. We have an employee who's been with us for 43 years.
Wow.
So and it just goes on. There's a lot of people who have dedicated their entire life to working at Springs Village. And so we have a great team there. Going into the quality of care piece of that, it really does help to be able to provide that level of care when you have consistent staff, when you're not having to constantly retrain people to the policies because they know they've been there. They know what the expectation is. The management team has all worked together for years. And so we know how to support each other and how to meet the needs of our patients. We actually were recent award winners for it's through the American Healthcare Association offers a quality award. And it's a whole program that you have to apply for. You have to have certain quality measures and survey results. There's a lot that's entailed, resident and staff satisfaction surveys. So we applied for this award and we actually won the Silver Quality Award. And we are the only facility in Colorado Springs that has won that level of award as far as the skilled nursing facilities go. So we're very proud of that. And that does give you a good idea about the level of care that we provide.
Absolutely. And there is a direct correlation between consistency and low turnover and, mm-hmm. and knowing your residents, knowing your patients, knowing who you're serving, which impacts quality of care. So here, I'll put you on the spot. You know, great longevity with your staff, award winning. What's the secret?
What's the secret?
I'd say allowing the managers and Lena trusting the managers to do their part. You know, as when therapy issues come up, it's up to me to make decisions and get things resolved, and for her not even to worry about it. So for Lena, allowing us to do our jobs.
Management
I would say
that
with,
lets you work.
Integrity and doing what's right for the patients. I think it's a little different perspective for me as an administrator. Most administrators come from a financial background. They're accountants or they just come straight out of school and get a healthcare administration degree and never really have that caregiver piece of it. So as a registered nurse, I think that's helped me tremendously to really look at the patient and what their needs are. And it's not just about the dollar signs for me. It's about doing what's right for our patients. So if somebody needs something and somebody on my team brings it to me and says, hey, look, they could really use this specialized wheelchair and here's why, then I say, well, then order it. Let's get it for them. And I think just doing what's right by the patients and holding staff accountable to a high standard of care. I tell all my team members that we need to treat each one of our residents as if this was your grandma or your grandpa and how would you want them to be treated? Would you allow this nurse to take care of your mother? No? Okay, then we don't want her here. And so we kind of just hold that really high standard of care.
Love it. Fantastic. Our friends from Springs Village on Senior Talk here this morning. What services do you provide? So we talk kind of short-term and long-term, but what are the services that you provide over at Springs Village?
Well, as far as therapy goes, we have all three, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. All of those departments are fully staffed. PT and OT are 7 days a week. Speech is 5 days a week. I have multiple staff, so we don't miss out on treatments during the week. If someone is ill, can't come in, we have a very strong therapy pool to keep our folks going. We also don't set schedules. A lot of places will have certain time frames, and you have to fit into that. We allow our folks, if they want to sleep in or if they want to, you know, go rest after breakfast, to come back into therapy after. We do our best to accommodate everybody we can. And our therapists, full-time staff, have about 130 years of experience between us, so we're not We're not new to this game. We're in it because of our geriatric population, the skills that we've learned, the understanding our population, the diagnoses, the medications, financial pieces, insurance, and that type.
Fantastic. And it sounds personalized. That's the key. You know, what I hear you saying is that it's not a cookie cutter approach to care. And I'll agree, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So no doubt you're seeing the success that you need to see with your patients as well as your team members by allowing that personalization to the care needs.
Yes. And with that, with the new payment structure that Medicare has come out with, everybody's been challenged to, it is a business, and try to meet financial goals. But we've really tried to keep our treatments individualized, not group everybody together all at once. If folks want to do groups and group therapy and there's benefit to that, I'm absolutely for it. But for the most part, we do one-on-one treatments, and our clients do get better. They get individualized care. They go home sooner. They go home better. They stay at home longer.
Fantastic. Now, what type of patient is appropriate or really ideal for Springs Village? Are there specific specialties that you serve or target or really specialize in? Who's most appropriate?
From a rehab standpoint, again, with us having 130 years plus of experience, orthopedic, neurological, disease process, there might be deconditioning, surgeries, we can really tackle just about anybody, and I have to say that we do tackle anybody. We also wind up taking a lot of students, and so we have a lot of ability for folks to come in and get extra time in with therapists, or at least therapist-supervised treatments.
As far as from a clinical standpoint, just tapping onto the rehab piece of it, we do have 24-hour registered nurses on site, so we're able to handle a lot of complex medical issues. We do IV therapy. We have a certified wound nurse as well as a wound physician who rounds once a week. So we do have quite a bit of complex wounds that we are able to manage with wound vacs, debridement, et cetera. So IVs, tube feedings, anything that you would see on a typical med-surg floor at the hospital, we can manage very well. So we have a lot of complex patients who come in who need not only rehab, but are, struggling with diabetes or a wound or a stroke, whatever it might be. And that's where we rely on our nursing team and their experience to get them rehabilitated fully. So,
what does a typical rehab stay look like at Springs Village? Is there a common scenario, as far as the members of the team that are involved, the type of therapies, the length of stay? What does the typical rehab stay look like?
When somebody comes in, usually that first day, it's getting paperwork done, getting medications and orders coordinated, getting them acquainted to their room, getting them comfortable with the staff. It is a whole new environment, a whole new process. They might find that there are more interactions with the staff than they had previously in the hospital stay. Therapies will come in usually within that day, if not the next, to do their evaluations, which is mostly paperwork, getting them on the schedule. And then that first day or two of treatment is kind of a ramp-up time where we get to know the person, get to know the family, get to know their goals. And then we work them, through the week, their first week, and then we're up and doing their goals, doing their exercises, their standing, their balance, whatever they need.
And we also take a interdisciplinary approach with all of our patients. So within the first 48, 72 hours, depending on when they come in, we try to get together as a team with the new patient as well as their POA family members and just try to sit down and discuss what are your goals, what do you see your discharge plan being, how can we get you back home if that's where you need to be, if we need to have outside services assist. We try to get all that going up front so that when it comes time to discharge, we don't have a bunch of hoops to jump through. And I think it helps reassure the patient and the family as well that we're all on the same page. We want to know up front what your expectations are of us and how we can help.
Fantastic. So, just a broad question, how does therapy, generally speaking, how does that fit into getting people, specifically I'd say seniors who maybe have a fall, end up in the hospital, go to Springs Village for rehab? How does that therapy fit into getting people back home following that hospital stay?
Yeah, not only physically, but psychosocially, emotionally. I mean, you're dealing with loss, you're dealing with an interruption in your normal daily routines. We try to, again, accommodate for people's schedules, when they want to do therapy, what they like to do. Do they not want to be in the gym? Then we can work somewhere else. When it's nicer outside, we do have a huge, what I call a rehab garden, where we have over 80 plants, tomatoes, other vegetables. And that really starts with the clients, our patients, where we start with growing the seeds indoors in the springtime, planting them outside, people tending the garden, making vegetable dishes and whatnot for other residents in activities. So it really helps. We try to make it a home type community.
And again, personalized. You know, I think the buzzword that we hear out there in the healthcare community is, you know, we have a patient-centered approach to care. Mm-hmm. And I'd say 90% of the time when people say that, run the other direction, because they actually don't. Because you try to cookie cutter, and yeah, it's patient-centered as long as you're our ideal patient that we want to mm-hmm. focus on and do this, this, and this. But it sounds like you really take the time to get to know what your patient's needs are, what their goals are, as well as inclusion of their family members, too, and then tailor a plan of care that really fits what those goals are for them, and probably adjust along the way, too, right? We have lofty goals when we first start, and then right. We probably need some adjusting as we get past that New Year's resolution and work our way to spring and need to adjust those goals that we have. But the success rates, no doubt, mimic the benefits of that personalization.
Yes, everybody's different. Some people prefer, when they first get there might be some depression going on, and they just want to stay in their room, and we do our best to try and have them come out, and not for hours at a time, but just small little pieces, and build up and realize that they are a part of a community. They do have support, not only from the staff, I'd have to say mostly from their peers, especially in the gym when everybody's working, the people are cheering each other on, encouraging them to stand longer, walk further.
Are there any conditions, generally speaking, again, that maybe seniors encounter that therapy or rehab as a whole can benefit from, you know, mobility or, you know, disease-specific ones like Parkinson's or, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia? I mean, what does what is really benefited by therapies? Are there any specific conditions?
I think if you're going to boil it down to one thing, it'd have to be balance. Not only just falls at home and that type of thing, but balance within someone's life as far as having leisure skills, being able to occupy their time efficiently the way that they want. But I really feel like, again, if I had to bring it down, it would be balance, because people at home are at fall risk, whether it's in the bathroom, kitchen. You know, there are safety concerns that we go over, technologies that we can use to, or at least recommend that it to help keep folks safe at home. So I think safety at home would be another good issue to discuss with family members. Now with technology, you have cameras that you can use, indoor cams that family members can monitor to help keep an eye on loved ones.
Fantastic. So the old saying I like to remind folks of, at least the seniors that I meet with out there, is the old saying of use it or lose it. From a therapist standpoint, is that true?
Well, you definitely want to use it. Use it safely. If need be, you know, there are community resources that you can access. Keeping hydration up, because we don't want folks to get dehydrated. That causes balance issues. And some clients think, well, if I have to drink a lot, then I have to go to the bathroom a lot. But what they don't realize is that they're putting themselves more at risk.
It's a fantastic point to bring up. You know, oftentimes we'll not drink because we don't want to get up and go to the bathroom because we know we're unstable on our feet and we're trying to prevent a fall. And what you're doing is you're making it, you know, 10 times worse, and you're just creating the problem where you will likely end up back in the hospital right. if that happens. So now it's time to go home. What happens? Paint me a picture through that transition back into that home environment.
Well, like Alina said, within the first 3 days of admission, we have a care plan where everybody, all the cards are on the table, everybody discusses what's feasible, what's possible, what systems do we need to put in place. Throughout their rehab stay, we're working on that. We might have another care plan, but we will have a discharge care plan where we discuss, do we need to bring in heartfelt? Do we need to bring in a caregiver for how long? What kind of home health? And make sure that they have their equipment, their needs. We can do a home evaluation if need be, assess their entry into the home, any emergency exits they might need to do, any cooking activities, bathroom transfers, and just to make sure that they're as safe as we can possibly get them.
Set up for success. Now, I want to take a minute to remind our listeners that when it comes to rehab, when it comes to skilled nursing services, especially following a hospital stay, I want to remind our listeners, patients have a choice in choosing where they go for their rehab. We have probably a dozen plus different communities now, probably more than that, in Colorado Springs, a lot of, you know, big new shiny ones that have that cookie cutter feel. But the reality is we're not always given that choice. And it's important to remind our listeners that they do in fact have a choice on where they go.
Yeah, I would like to speak on that because I think it's important that our listeners know, based on what your insurance is and what coverage you have, there's a lot of communities in town that do not accept Medicaid for your copays. And so you're going to accumulate copays while you're at a skilled nursing facility. So if you do have Medicaid as a secondary, I would strongly advise you to get a list of facilities who can accept Medicaid and who can bill it for your copays so that you don't accumulate costs that you are not prepared for. We do accept Medicaid and are able to bill those insurances right off the bat so that you don't have to go to a community and then transition to another community after you've been there for 21 days and they need to bill your copays now. So I would just be mindful of that. Make sure you're aware of what insurances are accepted when you are selecting your community.
Definitely questions you need to ask yes. when exploring. We are about out of time here. Before we go, I want to ask, I mean, to share with our listeners, what is the biggest benefit, or I'd say differentiator, in choosing Springs Village over the other communities here in town?
I would say our patient-centered care and our individualized approach. We will meet you where you are at and get you back to where you want to be. We have great staff and a team who is always willing to listen and take care of you.
Fantastic. Will and Alina with Springs Village Care Center, I want to make sure we get your contact information out to our listeners here today. So what is the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you and the team over at Springs Village, learn more about your services, and see how you might be able to help?
Yeah, so you can reach our main line is 719-475-8686. And whoever you would like to speak with, Carrie is our admissions director. If you're looking to get some more information about the facility, myself, Alina, as the administrator, or you can contact Will as the director of rehab. You can always come set up a tour if you just want to call and take a look around, or you can just show up. We have people who are there that can greet you at the door and get you on a tour if that's what you'd like to do. We have a website you can check out at springsvillagecarecenter.com. And that will give you some more information as to the services we provide as well.
Fantastic. Give me that phone number one more time.
That's 719-475-8686.
All right. Thank you both so much for taking the time to join us on Senior Talk, and we'll be sure to have you back here in the future as well.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. That's 719-362-0094. And be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.